Track 2. Neil's take. This month, Neil has been under the stairs.
If you live in a house as opposed to a bungalow, you will most likely have a cupboard under the stairs. Shady Pines has one. Hidden away, this small space is not seen by visitors, so it has morphed into a mini warehouse. "Where shall I put this?" one of us will ask. The other replies, "Oh, shove it in the cupboard under the stairs." As a result, all manner of things hide in the darkness of this congested space. It brings out the worst in me when I have to forage among the bits and pieces, many of which will never see the light of day. Take toothbrushes. Yes, toothbrushes. There are toothbrushes that are past their brush-by date, which Mrs. H keeps for cleaning in those awkward nooks and crannies. OK, I do know many people use old toothbrushes for this, but surely no one has a stock like Mrs. H's. They are stored in the cupboard under the stairs, and it's not just a couple of old brushes. Mrs. H has accumulated more than 20. They are stuffed in a pot on a shelf just inside the door. Once inside this awful cupboard, it is only possible to get what you need without causing an avalanche by assuming the properties of rubber men, contorting your body into unnatural positions, twisting to reach for things while retaining your balance on a tiny island of floor. Recently, on at least 3 occasions in the space of a few days, I wriggled into the cupboard for something. Each time, as I emerged, somehow I caught the pot, and it crashed from the shelf, scattering toothbrushes everywhere. With great patience, I picked them up and replaced the pot on the shelf. I complained bitterly to Mrs. H. "They've only fallen off once when I've gone in there," she said loftily. "And they've been in exactly the same place for 20 years, without you having a problem. Maybe the bag full of carrier bags on the back of the door catches them." Then it happened a fourth time. I flipped. "They've leapt out again," I yelled. "Since they like being on the floor so much, they can stay there." "That means I'll have to pick them up," Mrs. H whined. All right, I was being petulant, but I was roused. I stalked off and left them. Later I noticed the brushes were back in the pot, but it had been placed strategically outside the cupboard door. "I've left them there," Mrs. H announced haughtily. "You can find somewhere to put them." For the next couple of days there was a standoff. They remained outside the cupboard. Then I noticed they were back on the shelf. Of course, the solution would be to reduce the contents of the cupboard. But where else would we keep light bulbs, spare batteries, enough cleaning materials to stock Sainsbury's, loads of dusters, dozens of used jiffy bags, a toolbox, an ironing board with a will of its own, and goodness knows what else. That's not to mention a load of long-forgotten stuff, such as old shoeboxes and bubble wrap, crammed in the tiny sloping space at the back, which would challenge even rubber man to gain access. The gas and electricity meters are sighted in there just above floor level. To read them involves indulging in a spot of potholing. Aging knees and dodgy backs make this a risky exercise. Try to read a meter with dials by torchlight, which is surrounded by plastic bottles of washing up liquid and packs of spare dishwasher tablets, while crushing the body into a tiny space risks permanent damage, especially with those damn toothbrushes hovering menacingly overhead. Best not mention them again. It makes Mrs. H. Bristle.
Thank you, Neil. Unfortunately, I live in a bungalow, so we cannot put anything under the stairs. We do have a garage where we should be able to dump stuff, but it's full of wheelchairs. But that's another story.